Good morning. This morning, I'd like to talk a little bit about power. When you plug something into an electric outlet, you always expect to have power, right? And as long as all three prongs of your cord are working, that's what you'll get. Well, power of God is the same way. We have three ways to connect through it: through God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. We get our spiritual power from all three. Isaiah 40:29 talks about the power of the Father. It says, "He gives strength to the weary, and to him who lacks might, he increases power." 2 Peter also talks about the power of the Father. In chapter 1, verse 3, it says, "His divine power has given us everything we need for a godly life, through our knowledge of him who called us by his own glory and goodness." So in these verses, it's saying that God will give us the power we need to live. If we are lacking power to go on, he strengthens us. Luke 4:36 talks about the power of Jesus. It says, "And amazement came upon them all, and they began talking to one another, saying, 'What is this message? For with authority and power, he commands the unclean spirits, and they come out.'" And again, in Luke 6:19, "And all the people were trying to touch him, for power was coming from him and healing them all." So here we see that Jesus had the power to heal, both physically and spiritually, since he was healing them and he was driving out unclean spirits. Acts 1:8 talks about the power of the Holy Spirit. It says, You will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be my witnesses, both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria, and even to the remotest part of the earth." And you know, the remotest part of the earth, that includes us here in Lancaster County too. I mean, if you'd have asked the disciples about our location, they would have thought that's pretty remote, you know? So we can receive power from the Holy Spirit too, to help us be witnesses of our faith. In Acts 2, you read about the Pentecost when the Holy Spirit descended upon the disciples with fire, and they began to speak in every language. And they had received that power from the Holy Spirit, and they were being witnesses. The Bible says that when you receive power, that's the kingdom of God. 1 Corinthians 4:20 says, "For the kingdom of God is not a matter of talk, but of power." And I think that means the kingdom of God is a matter of doing things through the power of God, not talking about doing them. So coming back to where I started, just like a power cord to an outlet, we have three prongs connecting us to God. And if one of your prongs isn't working right, you probably won't function correctly either. On another note, today is Mother's Day. It's a day when our nation honors mothers. And I really, looking out across you guys, I see a lot of good moms. And I really believe there's a lot of good mothers here. But as I look out, there's one lady that really stands out to me. And that would be my mom. So I just want to take this opportunity to publicly thank my mom for being such a good mother and a role model for me. Let's pray. Dear Lord, today as we think about Mother's Day, I pray that we would all see how blessed we are to have the mothers that we have. And I pray that you would continue to guide and direct all the mothers who are here. Lord, I also pray as we go into the Sunday school hour that you would just reveal to us what you want us to take home with us today. I pray that you'd be with the teachers as they share their thoughts with us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Oh, for the quest of power. I asked the question this morning because I got a lot of different definitions for the word power. Thanks, Ian, for giving us the true definition of the word power. Many a great people, many a great men have fallen. Many a great nations have fallen. Many of great leaders have fallen because of the quest of power. Not only the quest of power, but when he did obtain the power, instead of having a true power source to control them, they left the false power source control them. So thanks, Ian, on those thoughts, because it's, you know, the true power source is where it all comes from. And also for your thoughts on mothers. I can't personally talk to my mom this morning because she's not here this morning, even though I did give her a phone call. So, okay, time to dismiss the Sunday school classes.